Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift. And joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Howdy.
Ipsy Ed, good to have you along.
Thank you.
Glad, you know, taking last week off was very nice, but I kind of missed it. You know, Pastor Rick was in here with Phil Stargell, and they did a great job. I actually was able to listen to the whole show for once, and they did a great job. So thank you, Pastor Rick and Phil, for coming in last week. That was awesome.
Those guys are active. You know, they do everybody's show and their own new show on Sunday, you know?
Are they doing a new show on Sunday?
Yep.
That's how out of it I am. I take a week off, and I'm just out.
Oh, it'll come to me eventually what the name of the show is.
What time, Derek? What's
6?
6 o'clock in the morning?
No, in the evening.
In the evening. Oh, okay.
Yeah, good show, too.
Oh, 6 o'clock. I used to complain about doing the 8 o'clock show here on Sundays, but whoo, that's even Derek didn't like doing that. But hey.
Derek, what's the show's name?
It's called A Moment of Clarity.
Thank you, because I wasn't having a moment of clarity there, that's for sure.
Well, you know, that's what happens at our age.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, well, let's welcome to the show. This is what we do every Saturday. We talk about the news that we put on the Daily Drift, and if you're not going to the Daily Drift, you should. It's the news you need to know. www.thedailydrift.com. Check it out. I spend a fair amount of time putting links to all the news that you really should be getting and you're not getting from the mainstream media, so check it out there. Let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour with AAA Service Network. It's wintertime. You never know when that furnace is going to go out. You might want to spend a little time getting a furnace checkup or something like that. But if something should happen, call AAA Service Network, 734-663-6200. That's 734-663-6200. Or you can go to their website, www.1-800-FIX-IT-NOW.com. It doesn't get much simpler than that, right? 1-800-FIX-IT-NOW.com.
Most people have a furnace in their basement. And they don't they don't even hear the little noises it makes when it comes on because
it just gets cold.
And all yeah, of a sudden,
and like, what?
Have somebody come out and look. Have these guys come out and look at it.
Yeah, and they do furnace filters. So if you go to thecurrentonline.com, if you don't get the current, there's a ton of coupons in there: $20 off water softener service, water heater repair, plumbing repair, appliance repair, heating and AC, standby generators. You name it, they do it. It's the place to go. Ed runs a great outfit over there. 1-800-FIXITNOW.com. Check them out. AAA Service Network, a good group of guys over there. So, Ed, you know, I didn't do a lot of prep today. I thought this was our last show. Derek corrected me. We're going to do New Year's Eve show, which will be fun, right? It'll be 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And so we'll do that, and that'll be a fun show to do. But it's Christmas. This is our Christmas show. So Merry Christmas to everybody. I'm going to pull the Donald Trump. Merry Christmas to everyone. God bless us all, yes.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So good to have you guys. If you missed the show here, you can catch it Saturday and Sunday evenings at rednationrising.us. And if you want to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you don't feel like calling into the show. But I'd love to have you guys call in today. If there's something you want to wrap up the year with, please call in.
And you can always friend Gary on Facebook if you can find him. And then you get notices of the show and where you can listen to it later.
All right. So we're going to start right there then. You know, Facebook or fake book, as I call it now. We're going to start right there because since you brought it up, I'm almost thinking of doing my little boycott of Facebook because old Zuckerface is getting into the mix and now wants to judge what is and what isn't news and fake news. And you know what? I'm distraught only because why is the MSM leading the charge on fake news when they're the ones that do the fake news?
She was under fire in Bosnia, remember that?
That's Brandon's favorite story. He always tells that story, and it never leaves my mind. And I'm thinking, you lying so-and-so.
It was a video in Benghazi. I mean, we all know these already. Yeah. It's nothing new here.
So who are they about to be complaining about fake news?
I was riding in that C-130, and we got shot at over Iraq, you know?
I was watching Megyn Kelly, and I'm going to bring up the Pizzagate thing. I'm not telling you what to do. All I'm saying to people is do your homework. There's plenty of – there's fake stuff out there, yes, but there's some real stuff out there that needs to be questioned and investigated. And for the mainstream media, who lied throughout this entire election to say, there's nothing to this conspiracy about this guy, look, it's dangerous. This guy walked in there and started shooting up Comet Ping Pong Pizza. Let me assure you, folks, if you've not seen the video, there's a number of them, of the Comet Ping Pong guy. Majestic Ape is this actress, actor. We don't know if it's a man or a woman. The way it's dressed sounds like a man. But I think that is actually James Alefantis, who owns the place. And if you haven't seen those videos, you're going to go, that's disturbing. It's very disturbing. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It's just the way it is. So, you know, call it fake news if you want. But when you couple that with the facts that millions, I mean, literally around the world, it's millions. In this country alone, I think it's 140,000 kids disappear every year, right? 140,000 children disappear every year. So don't talk to me about fake news. That's real. That happens. So, you know, they want to call it fake news. And I think this is just part of a big cover-up that the media is trying to pull for the world elite. You know, I'm putting my global conspiracy hat on again, which is fine. You know, I think there is a global conspiracy.
I'm sure there is. I mean, but I think there's a global conspiracy to mask the global conspiracy also.
Yeah, well, I guess it is. Boy, the phone lines are lining up. Let me take a phone call from Jenny, line one. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, guys.
Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thank you.
First of all, I found that Pizzagate video. I got it in my favorites on Safari.
Right. Now, was it disturbing to you or not, Jenny?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I tell you what, I was creeped out. And you'll see them. There's a bunch of them on there, and they'll say creepy or whatever. If you are not creeped out and disturbed by that video, you're too far gone from humanity. That's all I can say.
I know, and I shared it with a friend, too.
Yeah, well, good. Keep sharing that stuff because it's important. Yeah. People need to know. Yeah. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg is going to say, Jenny's disseminating fake news. Let's ban her.
Facebook.
Yeah.
No, I don't go on Facebook.
Oh, well, good for you.
See? It's already working.
The boycott is working. There we go.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not interested in Facebook.
Yeah,
but anyway, could you please take my phone number or something? Because we need to talk about your website, not on the air.
Oh, yeah, there's some problems with it, I know. I've been on vacation for the last week, Jenny. I did get your emails,
yeah,
but
right.
I haven't had a chance.
It's part of the global conspiracy to hide the truth.
I know what Jenny's talking about because it's not viewer friendly, right? If you're blind, you have some issues.
I can't even read anything anymore. It just bumps me back to the beginning.
Yeah, I'm going to probably have to hire somebody, Jenny, to do that because it's beyond me to fix that website. If anyone is out there and they know how to fix websites to put the alternate links in for people who are visually impaired, please give me a holler because I'm not capable of fixing it, I don't think. But I appreciate you telling me, Jenny. I'm going to try and do something about it.
Yeah, well, because I want to read stuff. I was able to read articles, but now I can't do anything.
Oh. Jenny, if you were on Facebook, how would you discern what's on Facebook? I'm curious.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. Well, Jenny, leave your phone number. I'll put you back on hold, and I'll have Derek get your phone number, and then you can kind of maybe point me to the things that need to be done, or you can email me, whatever. I get your emails, and I can kind of maybe poke at trying to fix those. So we'll see. I'll work on it.
Just in your own time, you know, because I know you're busy. But, I don't know if anybody else is having that trouble, but I keep getting bumped back to the beginning, and, I don't know what happened.
I will take full blame for that because I kind of did it all myself. As I was learning about the internet. So,
it's a conspiracy of one.
It's a conspiracy of one. All right, anything else, Jenny?
and I don't want to get the whole Daily Drift in the email.
If you join the subscription, you will get, it's just the link, so you can kind of scroll. I don't know if that helps or not, to be honest with you.
I don't know, but anyway, I get enough email now. So
okay, well, there you go.
I'm good. But anyway, I'll leave you my phone number and but it's so much fun to email you.
Okay. I don't get a lot of
emails. Spam. Jenny spam.
No, you are always welcome to send me an email, Jenny, and we'll work through it, and I'll try and fix what I can, okay?
Okay, but I'll leave you my phone number, okay?
Yep, Derek's going to put you on hold and get the number for him, okay?
All right,
Merry Christmas, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, both of you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So put her on hold. I think that works. Let's take Ken on line two. Ken, welcome to the show.
Well, first I wanted to wish you and your audience a very Merry Christmas as we approach this holy day. And I also wanted to quickly touch on something. A few weeks back on your program, I was criticized by some of your callers for a comment I made. And I just wanted a chance to clarify what I was talking about.
Yeah, you can do that, Ken. But did it really, you know what? Did it really wear on your conscience for 2 weeks now?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, man. Get it off your chest. I'm here for you.
You understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, what I was commenting about was the fact that I would never vote for or never support any politician running for office who identified themselves as being a Pentecostal or a charismatic. And the reason why that is, now, I'm a Christian. I've said this before. Now, as a Christian, I believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Problem with the Pentecostals and the Charismatics is that they actually teach and they believe that there are new revelations. In other words, they believe and teach.
All right, so hold on, because Ed's here right now, and he is one of those Pentecostals. He's shaking his head. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, they believe that there are new revelations, that God speaks to people directly today. Now, here's the problem. If you go all the way back to the ancient church, this is the same church that decided what manuscripts make up the Holy Bible. They understood, and my faith as an Orthodox Lutheran, we agree with this, that the revelations from God ended at the end of the first century when John penned the book of Revelation. Now, there are some that will say, well, the book of Acts says in the end times, God will pour out his spirit upon his people, and there will be new signs, new wonders, new revelations. Well, the ancient church taught that that did occur during the apostolic age when the apostles still lived, which was during the first century. But God chose, in order to avoid confusion, to only speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. And so, as the ancient church taught, and we Orthodox Lutherans agree, at the end of the first century, that ended all new divine revelation. What we also teach today, and so did the ancient church, the devil speaks to people, and what the Pentecostals are hearing is from the devil, not from God.
All right. So that's okay. So Ed, is that jive with what you do as a Pentecostal guy?
Ken, I belong to the Assemblies of God, one of the largest the largest Pentecostal denomination in the world, and I will say that there may be some organizations, some cults, some churches that fit what you are saying. But I'll say my denomination, like I said, the largest Pentecostal denomination, does not believe there is any new quote-unquote revelation from God. We do, however, believe that God – and I don't want to get into a theological argument, certainly not in this venue. But I just want to clarify something you're saying here. None of us believe that God is revealing any new thing, but rather that God does speak through people to give words of encouragement, to give words of edification, to give words of knowledge, so that people can know that God knows what's going on with them. It's not doctrinal, but it's where God – it just happened to my wife the other day. Somebody said, you know, God showed me this about you, and I'm praying for you. She said, well, wow, how did you know that? Now, that sounds like it could be pretty murky or pretty general, like a horoscope or something. But quite frankly, I've seen it happen very specifically. God will speak to somebody and say, hey, give this person $5, $20. And you do that and you find out that was exactly the amount or larger amounts. That's exactly the amount of money they needed to get them out of a jam. So, I believe that God speaks to people and to people.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, Ken. Do you believe in miracles?
I believe that there are miracles, but not through churches.
So, like, the one little girl that lived through that Detroit plane crash at Metro Airport years ago, she was the only one that lived. You don't believe that's a miracle from God?
I believe that if it's God's will, there can be miracles. But what I wanted to clarify, now, regarding the Assemblies of God, I am quite familiar with them because I have had many friends, many relatives who are members of the Assemblies of God. And I've read their own doctrine. And there are no, and I repeat, no, any form whatsoever, revelations, communication from God. There's an old word I found in the old Noah Webster's dictionary back in dating 1828. In this word, I found the church fathers going back over 1,000 years condemned this behavior as being from the devil. The definition has changed in modern dictionaries, but it was called in English enthusiasm, a belief or conceit of private revelation, the vain confidence or opinion of a person that he has special divine communications from the supreme being or familiar intercourse with him.
That's the old definition of enthusiasm?
That was the definition of enthusiasm. And this was condemned by the early Christian church. And the view that was held then, and we Orthodox Lutherans hold the same teachings today, that there are no, at all, communications to man from God. And God chose, not saying he couldn't, but God chose, in order to avoid confusion, that he will not speak in any way to mankind except through the Holy Scriptures until the second coming of Jesus Christ. So that being our view, any politician that supports in any way the Pentecostal or charismatic views will not get the support of not only my people, but I know a lot of Baptists, Presbyterians, mm-hmm. Conservative Anglicans that hold the same viewpoint, very conservative Reformed Christians.
That's America. You're free to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
We can agree
okay,
to disagree.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for us, Ken. You got anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say that, they're again trying to make people understand why people like me hold the views that we have. And I just want to get that across.
Okay, you got it, brother. Well,
here's something very important so people don't think I'm a hate monger.
You're not a hate monger. You wouldn't call this show if you're a hate monger.
Now, I have friends who are Pentecostals. I have friends and family, as I said, who are Pentecostals, as well as Baptists and Catholics and whole shebang. Now, I can be friends with these people. I can have them over for dinner.
You just don't pray with them.
But I can't pray with them,
or vote for them.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool.
Hey,
it's
Ken,
a free country.
I just wanted to get that point across.
You got it.
Ken, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too, Ken. Have a great Christmas.
You take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, there you go. So a little deeper into the religious thing than I wanted to get on the show. You know what? We always seem to get into religion on this show, don't we?
It's part of America. It's like I told Linda on her show. You know, her show is is like a touch of Americana. And a religion is a part of American life. And if you're going to touch – there's two things you're not supposed to talk about, religion and politics. Well, you're already hitting one of them. You might as well hit the other, right?
But, yeah. But you know what? I consider myself –
as long as we can be friendly about it.
I consider myself a Jiminy Cricket Christian. You know what that is?
Go ahead.
Let your conscience be your God, right? If God is inside each and every one of us – that conscience, that part of you that should say, Gary, be nice to that person. Don't be mean to them. That's God speaking to me.
We are not going to get into that discussion right now. That is not the Christian.
I just want.
I've always thought that. I don't want you to lose all the half your audience. You know, five people. But
God made me, right? So God is in me, and I think the conscience for those of us who have one, that's the way God kind of speaks to you.
And for those of us who don't, we've got the Bible. That's what. No, you know what? You know what's interesting? I'll tell you something about the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are not something that you were supposed to do. Okay? I mean, you should, but you can't. You absolutely cannot do the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are there to tell you what you can't do. You can't keep the Ten Commandments. Yeah. So you need some help. And that's what God provides through Jesus Christ. Yeah. And now we've lost the other five people.
Okay. No, I think people understand. I consider myself a Christian. Do I go to church all the time? No. But, you know, I live my life trying to be a square, I guess. I live myself trying to be good. I live by the golden rule, right? Treat others as I want to be treated most of the time. You know,
I know someone who goes to church on Christmas and Easter. And she said, geez, it's the same message every year.
Yeah, I've done that. I've been to the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church in Crete, I forgot the name of the little town there, for an Orthodox Easter one year. And that's a long story, but I'll tell you about that
another time. Heraklion? In Crete?
I can't remember. Okay. Yeah, it's a little town on the south end of the island. Let's take a call from JK in Ann Arbor. JK, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll try to make it. I love Wham. I love you guys. I'm a regular listener.
Speakerphone?
Hello?
Are you on the speakerphone?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Wait one.
Does that help?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. Trying to make it quick. This Pizzagate horror story, it hasn't even begun. And police officers are stalemated by a corrupt attorney general. Police officers in North Carolina, crimes against children and sex crimes officers, picked up internet traffic between a middle-aged man in New York and a little girl in North Carolina. What they picked up and presented to the New York City Police Department was sufficient for a New York judge to cut a warrant, search and seizure, which was executed by New York City police officers at the residence of Wiener and Obner. So even at that rudimentary level, it was so bad that a New York judge cut a search and seizure warrant. Okay, the New York City police officers were wise enough to cull their own. They took all that data and kept it on their own hardware. But then the FBI moved in and seized it. But the New York City police officers were wise enough to retain a full record of this horrible evidence.
Yeah, and I've heard that too, and that's why when I'm on Twitter all the time, if something regarding Pizzagate comes up, a lot of times I'll tag Commissioner O'Neill in the New York Police Department. I'll hit NYPD Special Ops, and I always drag them into it in the hopes that at some point somebody in the New York Police Department will, if they got to do it illegally, get it out there, because if there is something going on, our children deserve better. You know what I mean?
Excuse me, Gary. These are very dangerous people, and they're deadly people. And, you know, New York City police officers are guys with jobs and house payments and braces for their children, et cetera. And they've already been, backed off by Loretta Lynch one time when they dredged up the Eric Garner case.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So these guys, these are warriors. These are Spartans. And God go with them, but they're stalemated until Attorney General Jeff Sessions takes office. So all of this hinges on the 21st of January when Mr. Trump is sworn in. And it's going to be a firestorm, brother man. We've never seen anything like what's coming.
Yeah. Well, you know that Milo, now if you don't know who Milo Yiannopoulos, I think is his last name, he's out on Facebook and Twitter now. He got banned from Twitter. But he was supposed to be talking, I think it was Michigan State, actually. He was supposed to talk at Michigan State about Pizzagate, and he ended up changing his subject matter because he told the audience. He said, listen, I got a bunch of phone calls from Washington, D.C., that said, not yet. Don't talk about this yet. So that kind of left me hopeful that maybe you're right. Maybe with Sessions as Attorney General and Trump in office, that it'll cut loose, and maybe the house cleaning of this swamp will actually occur. So I'm hoping. I'm glad we're on the same page on that, because there are a lot of times I feel like I'm the only guy in this neighborhood who's actually talking about Pizzagate in our neck of the woods, you know?
Yeah, frankly, brother, you know, I'm a combat wounded veteran. I'm a tough old guy, but this is so horrifying and so horrible that people clamp down and they go into denial even when they're presented with the evidence.
They
do. The police officers are not like that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, JK, we're hitting the hard break, man. I appreciate the phone call, and send me an email with some stuff, would you please?
Yes, sir, I'll be glad to.
All right, take care. We'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The first American to orbit the Earth is honored in Columbus, Ohio, 4,000 filing past John Glenn's casket last night.
Most of the people that I spoke to yesterday say that they will forever remember John Glenn as the American hero in the silver spacesuit with a big smile who had the courage back in 1962 to sit on top of a rocket that had a 40% failure rate and be blasted into space.
Fox's Kristen Fisher at Ohio State University, where many braved icy roads to attend the memorial service.
Some of the speakers include former President Bill Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, who served with Glenn in the Senate.
The surgeon who created the life-saving Heimlich maneuver has died, according to his son. Dr. Henry Heimlich was 96. And German officials say they have the suspect seen on video kicking a woman down a flight of stairs at a Berlin subway station. That video going viral. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Andrew Schlafly will be the keynote speaker at Battle Cry 17, Michigan's premier annual event for conservatives. Schlafly will comment on the internal battle within the Republican Party during the recently completed election cycle and his views regarding the future of the conservative movement. Andy is a lawyer and Christian conservative activist who founded Conservapedia.com, a popular online information resource. He is also the son of the iconic Christian conservative activist and lawyer Phyllis Schlafly, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 92. Registered guests for Battle Cry 17 will also be registered to attend Donald J. Trump's inauguration ball and will not even need to leave the state to enjoy the festivities. Battle Cry 17, which is sponsored by the Michigan Conservative Coalition, will kick off inauguration celebrations with its black and white inauguration ball on Friday, January 20th at the Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. So mark your calendar. Battle Cry 17 will be held January 20th and 21st. On Friday, the event will celebrate Trump's victory. On Saturday, featured speakers will share critical knowledge that conservatives must know to move Michigan's Republican Party back to its American First principles. To learn more, email info at MichiganConservativeCoalition.com or call 248-866-2631. For the most up-to-date information, visit Michigan Conservative Coalition's page on Facebook at facebook.com/Michigan Conservative Coalition.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Hello, friends. I want to tell you about Japanese Auto Professional Service. I've been going to these guys since 1982, and the reason I keep going back consistently is because they're the best mechanics in Ann Arbor. They're at 563 South Main Street in Ann Arbor, 734-996-4606. Since 1979, Japanese Auto Professional Service has been taking great care of Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Subaru, Hyundai, and Kia cars. This is the place, friends. I'm Theron telling you they're my auto mechanics. They should be yours. That's Japanese Auto Professional Service, 734-996-4606.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch Our Drift. Ed Bondarenko, Ipsy Ed, joining me here. What does this say, Ed? The Daily Drift, publication of a record for Wham Radio. Yeah, I guess we would be, aren't we? So welcome back to the show. We're talking about anything that you want to, but let's take care of a little business. This half hour is brought to you by Brighton Ford. If you have not gone to Brighton Ford, you should go to Brighton Ford. 800-494-2175. I've bought 5-6 cars from Brighton Ford now, and used and new, and they've always been good. They've treated me very well, and they've got some great coupons for service. So if you're not in the mood for a new car yet, go get some service. They got tire rotations for $16.95, the Works Fuel Saver Package for $29.95, 10% off all parts, and pothole specials, which are coming, right? We got the pothole season here. So Brighton Ford, you can go to brightonford.com or call them 800-494-2175. Brighton Ford, great place. Scott and Todd Spittler up there run a great dealership in Brighton. So, and they're happy to help you out with service on any vehicle, even if you didn't buy it there. Okay, so, Ed, I want to do a quick announcement here for Don Miller. Warriors and Caregivers United on January 11th, which is coming up pretty quick, between 5 and 9 p.m. at Frenchie's in Ypsilanti. That's next to Sidetrack Bar and Grill down in Depot Town. They're going to be trying to raise money for veterans, and they've got, this looks like Miss Michigan, former Miss Michigan, Stacy Mason will be hosting it. She must sing or something, I guess. Plus, you get some great food from Sidetrack and some auction items. So give them a call. You have to check them out on web, www.wacu.org. Or go to Facebook, Warriors and Caregivers United. So check them out. It's a good way to raise some money for a really important cause, taking care of our veterans and their caregivers as well. So check it out. That's brought to you. It's sponsored by VVA Veterans Chapter 310. Okay, that's it. Boy, did I manage to get through that?
Remind me of when I was in high school. I was that Napoleon Dynamite kid. I had a book bag. I had a pencil protectors. Oh, yeah, I took drafting. I was a geek.
Did you do the dance on stage?
Like no, Napoleon I did not Diamond do the dance.
Okay, I can see that, man.
What's really funny is I went to an all-boys Catholic school in Monroe, and next to it was an all-girls Catholic school, and some of my buddies and I were in the parking lot, and they were talking about this incredibly good-looking senior. We were seniors. Incredibly good-looking girl, and I knew her because she was the director of the stage that we were doing for the play we were doing, and I'd talk to her. Well, these guys are, hey, you know her. Go ask her out. Go ask her out to the prom. Ask her out to the prom. It's no way. She's got, you know, the football coach or something like that. So she and I ended up talking. And I see, you know, the guys over there urging me that I should ask you out to the prom. She says, well, why don't you?
Oh, see, there you go.
And except for a last-minute thing that happened, she would have been my date for the prom. Now, I say that to say this. A year later, I was in the Air Force, and I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi, and a bunch of us were down. We were waiting in a bar waiting to rent some motorcycles. And the Miss America pageant was on. Miss America pageant. And there across the stage, she was Miss Michigan. She did not win Miss America that year. But, I mean, dudes, young men.
Don't be afraid to ask a girl out. A lot of girls want that, yeah. Just because they're good looking, a lot of times they're the last to get picked, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Intimidated.
Yeah, you could end up with somebody really nice. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Wants to talk about our 2018 Senate. I told you, it wasn't too long before we started talking 2018 election. Joe, welcome to the show.
Absolutely. I started talking 2018 on November 9th because we cannot putz around. We cannot wait. Michigan finally went red for POTUS, first time since 88. If we're going to go red for our U.S. Senate seat in 2018, we must begin now. And I don't know if you caught the Clark cast last week or just before you today, he reran the same broadcast, and I ran past him, and it wasn't my idea, but I kind of went with it. Some people are tossing around a draft Roger Penske movement, but I wanted to get your guys' opinion on drafting Patrick Kolbeck, because I know Linda and Theron kind of toss around and half-jokingly talk about him for governor.
Oh, they're not
frankly,
joking.
Schuette's going to be a shoo-in for the next 8 years for governor. But we could use Pat in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, you know what? I love Pat. And he is like one of the most common sense, smart guys. I would love to see him. My only concern with Pat is, number one, you got to have a lot of money. And number two, there's a lot of GOP people in this state who don't like that Pat is so common sense and smart, you know. And if you've been watching, what's our founding fathers guy on 11 o'clock during the weekdays?
The trucker.
I tell you what, I am so disappointed, Joe, in the state GOP in this state right now. My prediction is next election we may lose the House or the Senate here in the state back to the Democrats because the Republicans are idiots. That's all I can say. Idiots. And Governor Snyder, you worthless piece of garbage. Passing this energy bill, whatever it was that you stuck on us,
yeah.
I'm disappointed, I'm sickened, and don't you dare try to run Brian Kelly for governor, because you know what? I will be out there beating the bushes against him. I don't want another rhino piece of garbage running for our governor. You know what I mean?
I haven't seen you turn red in a while.
I'm mad. I'm sorry, Joe. You got me up on this one.
Well, Joe's got a Facebook group.
Up, and hopefully the audience, the two or three of us remaining, like Ed was joking,
that's
fired
right.
up about it.
Yeah.
Well, after that religious discussion, and drove everybody away.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, seriously, I know, again, Schuette is probably going to run. I have an issue or two with Schuette, but he's okay. I would definitely back him over Kelly. I'm with you. I will not back Kelly. But I agree with you, too. Patrick Colbeck may be too conservative for us to get enough support. Grassroots will be there, but the party, like you say,
yeah, the party
will resist him because he is indeed an actual platform Republican, a real Republican, not a rhino. And
yep.
The state is full of rhino Republicans. And I agree with you on the energy bill thing. That may cost us that and other things.
Yep.
You know, Joe, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I talked to Theron on the air the other day about Schuette, and why wasn't he coming down on the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, Ingham County Board of Canvassers? Why does he need Senator Colbeck to prod him into doing an investigation? And I was talking to Linda about that this afternoon, and she pointed out that Schuette probably does not want to do anything about that because he does have statewide ambitions for
yep.
the governorship,
yep.
and that's limiting his activity on our behalf. And
yeah.
it's because I can't understand why a Republican who has the opportunity to investigate a valid concern that's affecting Republicans would remain so quiet.
Yeah. Once again, somebody's political career is overriding the needs and desires of the people of the state of Michigan, and that's bullcrap.
Well,
I'm so tired of it.
A little true. He has gone after a couple of Detroit Democrats, and he's still, what is it, Banks currently that he's prosecuting, and maybe lined up doing some prison time. And of course, who was it that did the plea deal and left the house? I'm drawing a blank on his name. That took a shotgun to his ex-wife's Mercedes.
Yes, yeah, I can't remember his name. Either.
Well, that was an easy one. That was an easy one, though. You know, that's hardly partisan.
Well, since we're talking of drafting, I'm going to go back to the one that I do. I do this on Twitter fairly often. I do it on Facebook occasionally. If you're going to draft somebody, I think this election showed us, Joe, that, you know what, if you're going to win a general election in this country, and probably especially in the state as well, you have to have some celebrity status. You have to have something above and beyond just the platform that you put out there. And so for me, if you're going to draft someone, I want a guy that I know can win the state hands down from Debbie Stabenow, because she's got a machine, she's got money, she's going to win that position unless you throw the top-notch person who's super popular against you. Need a populist, you need a patriot, you need somebody, and I'm still saying it's Kid Rock.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's a patriot, he's a Republican, he's a conservative. Why not? He's got the pop. There's not every Democrat, independent, and Republican will vote for him.
I forget
yeah,
you'd said
that.
Well,
that goes back to Penske being an anti-politician, has name ID, has the seed money and connections to more money. But I want to pull it back to Colbeck, because he's right on the issues, and he has a great record. And like you said, he doesn't hold back. He was against the gas tax. He fought the gas tax. He fought for bettering our roads, which would have brought down the cost to maintain the roads overall into the future, and no need for the gas tax. Fought the energy bill. Fought all the things we as a real Republican want him to fight, and stood with us for the things we needed. And some people hate him for it, but the grassroots would certainly love him.
Yeah.
But does he have the statewide recognition? Probably not. The party may want to withhold the money. It would have to be purely grassroots funding.
Yeah, it would be tough. I'm with you, though. I would support Pat, because I like Pat, everything he stands for, I think. And he comes up with just the greatest plans, and Lansing shuts him down all the time. It just boggles my mind that these idiot Republicans that are in control in Lansing right now keep shoving this garbage down our throat and expect us to turn around and support them. I can tell you right now, Michigan GOP, you guys are hurting. And unless you start acting right over the next 24 months, screw you, because I'm not going to support those people up there that are doing the crap that they're doing in Lansing right now.
And that may begin with getting Scott Hagerstrom to be the GOP chair. That may help to start turning around, because Hagerstrom is a conservative. I like him. I trust him. He was on the Trump campaign, so that hopefully that won't keep the divided factions at one another, but hopefully can bring us back together again.
Yeah, well, what just bothers me is here in Michigan, we've had the governorship, the House, and the Senate, and these worthless pieces of garbage have not done what should have been done. They make me sick. And I have no support and certainly no respect for the Michigan GOP as it stands right now, the leadership,
right. There's very few rays of light. Pat Kolbeck is one, Gary
yep.
Glenn, Lana Feese, maybe Hooker, Cheeto, but he ran for county now. I'm drawing a blank on some other names, but, I mean, you could count them all on two hands.
Yeah.
And, Joe,
yep.
you know, to your point about, you know, dumping Debbie Stabenow and your campaign to do that, if you look at, we were talking about Schuette, and we were looking at the Wayne County and the Ingham County Board of Canvassers. Well, this is a statewide election you're talking about. And so certainly voter fraud in Wayne County and Ingham County, those can throw a statewide election for a statewide campaign. Why wouldn't Schuette, if he's looking to boost his own prospects to run for office, a statewide office, try and put a quash on some of the, nefarious activity of these people who are screwing with our vote.
Yeah, those precincts, 300 plus out of 600, that had more votes cast than there are paper ballots for, all need to be thoroughly investigated, and state monitors have to be issued. And Pat Kolbeck, I've urged him to put forth legislation. The law is backwards. In a recount, no more of a district needs to be recounted than one that has a flagged irregularity. If there were 300 votes reported and there were 50 ballots in the bag, we know some more were found in the machine, but the numbers still didn't add up. That's more reason to insist that district be counted and counted only on the paper ballots, which are the only valid legal votes cast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing that it's not. And the mainstream media, of course, is kind of, Fox News hits a little bit. You won't see it on CNN and MSNBC, all this irregularity going on in Detroit. So, yeah,
You saw what I said about, you know, if Obama was really looking for a nefarious organization that was trying to manipulate the elections in the United States, he'd look at the Democratic parties, particularly after Wayne County and Ingham County. And then when you think even as far back as John F. Kennedy's election, who got him the vote? Who got him elected president? Well, it was the mob in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a nefarious organization that's influencing the election.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks. I appreciate the call, man. Call in again.
Take care, my friends.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, so we're talking about Obama now blaming the Russians as well. And yet, oddly enough, none of the intel services have come out and gone to Congress like they've been asked to deliver some proof, right? They're just telling Congress, go screw yourselves. I'm not going to do anything. We're not going to come out and tell you anything. Well, then don't say anything.
It
if you don't
like,
have any proof, don't open your yap.
Sounds like fake news to me.
That sounds like fake news. And this is, you know, let's be honest. Podesta, right? All those Podesta emails that WikiLeaks got. Podesta was – he put his email in under a phishing scam. That's how they hacked him. Mm-hmm. Look at Russia. The idiot went in and gave up his password in a phishing scam. What a retard. I mean, what is wrong with you? And when they told the Democratic Party, you've got a problem, what did they do? They did nothing about it.
Yeah.
They just sat back and it's all right. I'm glad I don't want those people running the government.
Yep.
If you can't handle your own email, how the heck are you going to handle nuclear codes? How are you going to handle negotiations or anything else?
You know, once again, we're going back to the religious thing, okay? One thing historically God has done in the Bible is cause confusion in the enemy's camp. And you know, you could make some point there. That's exactly what happened this last election, is that there was so much confusion in the enemy's camp. They shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
She puts a server in her closet or bathroom or basement, wherever, and it gets hacked. And then what? Somebody else is to blame?
Yeah. Well, and even the DNC hack, I mean, all the point, they can say whatever they want about Russia. It's pointing that Seth Rich, who was murdered DNC staffer murdered because allegedly he is the guy. And there are ambassadors from the UK now who said, we took that information from Seth Rich. Now, maybe that's fake news. Maybe it's not. But WikiLeaks is saying, yes, we did not get that information. That was an inside leak.
Mm.
And so, and even Judge Napolitano will say the NSA is so pissed off with Hillary and her crew that they're the ones that set up the leak, right?
Yeah.
So there is no proof that it's Russia. And this is nonsense. If you got it, put it out there.
Yep.
Because you know what? On an international scale, you should not be – I know Vladimir Putin is not the nicest of guys, right? I mean, he's a former KGB, a pretty god-awful guy when it comes down to it. But you can't be just blaming him for something he may not have done.
Well, you know, there's a guy who wants to make Russia great again. Yeah, like it's in his best interest to basically – elect the guy who wants to make America great again? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
You want a weak America like we've had under Obama for the last 8 years, if you're Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and remember this. Remember what Obama said? This was 2 years ago now, I think. No, this is a little bit before the last election. Derek, you got track one ready? This is Obama talking to Medvedev, who was the president of Russia at the time. And at this time, even though he was the president, we still know who pulled the strings in Russia. It was Vladimir. Go ahead and play that. It's kind of tough. It's a tough microphone. Go ahead.
Yeah, last time I watched, I have more trust. I trusted this.
You can't hear it. I don't know why it's not coming in as well as it should. But anyways,
wait until
after the election, I'll have more flexibility. And Medvedev says, I'll be sure to pass that on to Vladimir. Come on, Barack. You're the one that's closer to him than anyone else. And how about Hillary Clinton selling all her uranium to the Russians, right? So don't be calling the kettle black.
Get down on what Trump's guy who was Trump's campaign manager who had some small deals with the Russians, or the fact that his Secretary of State, Tillerson?
Rex Tillerson.
Yeah, Rex Tillerson. He's got dealings with Russia.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Did he ever sell our uranium stockpiles?
That's exactly right. Now, Rex Tillerson, I think, is a good pick because he does have the connections around the world. Now, people are going to worry about crony capitalism. Like, we haven't had crony capitalism for the last 8 years? Really, what are you worried about? I'd rather have somebody who's a crony capitalist with America's interests as opposed to the globalist Hillary Clinton and her crony capitalist friends, right, who are just killing America. But people forget, Ted Kennedy, back when Reagan was running for re-election, right? 88. Was it 88 or 84?
84.
Senator Ed Kennedy contacted the Russians to try and get help from them to make sure that Ronald Reagan did not get re-elected. Yes! So come on, what are you talking about influence? Of course Russia had some influence, and so did Saudi Arabia, who probably had more influence because they gave Hillary Clinton millions and millions, if not billions of dollars between her and the Clinton Foundation, right?
Yep.
And, you know, so if you want to talk about other countries influencing our election, of course they are. Everybody wants – they've all got skin in the game, right?
We have historically influenced elections in other countries and even, against Russia's interests. And I can see where they're – Barack is saying, oh, we'll retaliate. I'm sorry. It may well be that they're retaliating for what we've done.
They're probably retaliating for what we did in Ukraine.
In Ukraine is exactly what – yes, exactly
right?
What I'm saying.
And Barack was trying to influence Israel's election, trying to get Netanyahu out of office.
Oh, yeah, with our tax dollars, no less.
So nothing like the pot calling the kettle black. You idiot Democrats and you liberal progressives there in Washington, D.C. trying to make hay out of this. You're idiots. You think we have the shortest memories in the world? We don't.
We're the elephants.
We're Republicans.
Yes.
I consider myself an independent.
Yeah,
but anyways, yes, that's exactly right. But, I mean, it's nonsense for them to be talking about that. It really is. And now, the one thing I wanted to talk about with Facebook, because we're running out of time here, was Mark Zuckerberg is going to bring in these outside agencies, Snopes, Politico. I mean, and they're all left-leaning. You don't talk to me about Snopes being fair and independent.
Oh, wait a minute. I've heard that, but I checked that out on Snopes, and they said, no, they are fair and independent. So there you go.
Yeah. So, George Soros finances one of those groups. You know, do you really trust Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros to be deciding what you see is news on Facebook? Are you kidding me? Really?
No.
That's just total nonsense. I'm not buying any of that crap from Facebook. And that's why, if you're not on Gab, right? GAB.AI. Just go and put your email in. They'll send you an invitation, and you can join Gab. But it's the free and uncensored social media. Now, not for the light of heart, because if there's something you don't like or don't want to see there,
my feelings.
Yeah, you're going to have to censor those people out yourself, which you can do. But they're not going to censor it for you. So beware. You go to Gab. It's the big boy. Put your big boy pants on and go to Gab and self-censor if there are things you don't like, you know, because you're going to get a diverse opinion. You're going to get some crazy supremacists from white or black side. You'll see it. You know what I mean? Filter it out if you don't want to see. You build your own bubble the way you want to. But it's there. You know, Twitter's doing that for you. They're putting all kinds of stuff out there that is saying you can't be anti-Muslim, you're causing hate speech, blah, blah, blah. Don't dictate to me what hate speech is and what it isn't. You know what I mean? That just drives me insane.
Yep.
Yeah. You were going to tell me a story earlier. What was the story you were going to tell me?
Oh, it was interesting. I worked at GM plant about 25 years ago. It closed. And I had a diverse amount of friends there, and a couple of them were very liberal and left-wing, one more than the other. The guy I'm talking about is he was less left-wing, I believe, but he was very liberal, and we were very friendly. And interestingly enough, I was reading something that they wrote put on Facebook, and down the list of comments, I saw a name of one of these two gentlemen. His name is Alex. And I thought, well, that's interesting. How many of these could there be? So I messaged him, and I said, you know, it's funny. There's this extremely liberal guy I used to work with 25 years ago. I had the same name you have. What's the odds of that? And he messaged me back. He says, well, you know, things change, and you got to react in defense of America for what you've got to do. And I'm really, really thrilled to hear that, you know.
So he's not a liberal anymore.
He's not a liberal anymore. Boy, yeah. That's why, I mean, I'm looking at his posts on Facebook. I said, this can't be the same guy.
Yeah. Well, people do evolve. Yep. I mean, it happens. And I'm glad to finally see union guys, you know, the working class Americans. And I think this is what Trump did better than anyone else. Obviously, he won the primary and now won the general election. He cares about America and cares about American jobs for those of us who are just working class stiffs. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Keep those jobs here. We'll put America first. And I think that's what it came down to this election.
But you know what? The other thing is that when I worked with these two guys, Alex and Bob, I was very friendly with them. You know, we could talk. We could discuss things. And I think that's something we need to be able to do, is to be able to have, you know, definitely we think liberals are idiots. But we can't call them that to their face.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now. We've been doing this 5 years on here, and I don't think – I've had a couple of quirky calls that I don't know where these people really stood, but I don't know that we've had a liberal call into the show. And you're welcome to, man. You know what? I'm going to give you your piece.
Yeah.
I completely defend your right to say something, even if I believe it's stupid as all get out, you know? But it is what it is. All right. Well, there's our music for the end of the show. We won't be back next week because it's Christmas. But we'll
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everybody. You guys always be safe out there, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Take care.